Here we go.
I would like to be known as the Big Aristotle.
And I'm determined to bring a championship to Minnesota.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Oh, ho, ho! Up high, down hard! Yeah! In your life have you seen anything like that?
I can't believe you're a golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
Don't you ever touch my puck! How do you like that?
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
Oh, we're live. I didn't do that.
They are who we thought they were. And we left them off the hook.
Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of The Scoop here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Also online at myklgr.com. We've got a lot to get to here today with the NBA draft going on this evening. We're going to take a pretty heavy look at some options for the Timberwolves, and we'll take a look at the mock drafts, see what experts have decided that they think the Timberwolves are going to do. We'll also profile some of the players that the Timberwolves are interested in selecting. So we'll get you all ready for the NBA draft coming up tonight here at, I believe, 7 o'clock. So we will give you all you need to know about the NBA draft. Also, later on tonight, we'll be broadcasting some Redwood Falls VFW baseball at 6 o'clock, and we'll get you ready for that as well, talking with the head coaches of the Redwood Falls VFW team, Justin Tim and Todd Steve. We'll talk to them a little bit later on here in The Scoop. So we got a lot going on. We'll preview our top headlines as well. The Minnesota Twins in action right now also. So let's get to it. And we will start off today as we do each and every day by taking a look at our top sports headlines. Jump all time here on The Scoop, and let's take a look at our top sports headlines of the day. With the NBA draft going on tonight, we've had a lot of player opt-outs and trades that have happened since yesterday, and a couple of players that opted out of deals include Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks, although it appears he is going to work on restructuring his deal to finish out his career with the Mavericks, but Dirk officially opting out of his deal. Dwight Howard also opting out, declining his $23.2 million player option despite the best efforts of the Houston Rockets to keep him in town. So Dwight Howard appears to be set to be a free agent here this summer, and we'll probably wait and see how things play out with the draft tonight before being courted by teams later on in the offseason. To some trades, the New York Knicks have a new point guard, Derrick Rose, from the Chicago Bulls, sent to the Knicks with Justin Holiday and a 2017 second-round pick going to New York. The Knicks sending Robin Lopez, Jose Calderon, and Jerian Grant to the Bulls. So a new look for the Knicks next year with Derrick Rose at point guard. Also, Jeff Teague traded yesterday to the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers sending George Hill to the Utah Jazz, and the 12th overall pick going from the Jazz to the Atlanta Hawks. So Atlanta trying to get some help brought in, a team that is continually right on the cusp of being a good playoff team, and they will try to kind of retool with Jeff Teague in the fold now as well. And another trade, the Nets trading Thaddeus Young to the Pacers for the 20th overall pick and a future second-round pick. So the Nets trading to the Pacers, who are trying to shuffle their lineup as well, a former Timberwolf in Thaddeus Young, who nets the Nets a pretty substantial return. And we'll have more on those coming up later on here in the scoop today. Other top sports headlines, Johnny Manziel involved in a hit-and-run crash on Monday. He is just fine, but his car is not. So just another in a long list of incidents involving the troubled first-round quarterback, that being Johnny Manziel. Minnesota Twins in action yesterday, and they ended up winning Game 2 of the series against the Phillies by a score of 6-5. They are playing right now against the Phillies, and things not going too well, as in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 7-2 over the Phillies, so it looks like it'll be 2 out of 3 for the Twins in that series against Philadelphia before they head off to take on New York at Yankee Stadium this weekend. The NHL awards were handed out yesterday. Patrick Kane taking home the Hart Memorial Trophy as the league's most valuable player, and the second U.S.-born player to win the Hart Trophy, and the first since 1925. The first Chicago player to win the Hart Trophy since Stan Mikita in 1968. Some of the other awards handed out include the Lady Byng Trophy, which was given to Anze Kopitar. Florida's Jaromir Jagr won the Masterson Trophy for his perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. Pittsburgh's Jim Rutherford was named the NHL's General Manager of the Year, beating out Washington's Brian McClellan and Dallas's Jim Nill. Washington's Alex Ovechkin won the Maurice Richard Trophy, awarded annually to the league's top goal scorer. Vancouver's Henrik Sedin won the King Clancy Trophy, awarded for humanitarian contribution to hockey. The Nashville Predators captain Shea Weber won the Mark Messier NHL Leadership Award. Calgary's Mark Giordano won the Foundation Player Award for outstanding charitable and community work. And Anaheim's Frederick Anderson and John Gibson won the William M. Jennings Trophy, awarded to goaltenders playing in a minimum of 25 games for the team with the fewest goals allowed. So some of those awards handed out by the NHL yesterday. And also, plenty of NBA draft coverage coming up here in the back half of the scoop. So we will save who I think the Timberwolves should draft. We'll take a look at who others think the Timberwolves should draft as well in full detail coming up in the second half of the show today. So there's a quick look at the top sports headlines here on the scoop. And we are going to take a short break. We will come back with more coming up on the scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Your home for Redwood Valley Cardinal Athletics all season long. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
Joined now by the head coaches of the Redwood Falls VFW baseball team, Todd Steve and Justin Tim. Fellas, thanks for joining me. First question that I will pose for both of you is just give us a little bit of a sense of how the season's gone so far.
Well, we've got a very young team. Most of our players are ninth graders. We've got a couple of eighth graders and then a couple of sophomores that are a little inexperienced at least at the varsity level. And, overall, we've done a really good job fielding. Our defense has been one of the best teams we've coached in the summer in that regard. Now, one area that we've really struggled with is just our approach at the plate, and that's an area we can certainly improve upon. But we've been competitive, at least in our last game when we played Tyler in Ruthin, And I think Todd Steve can probably talk a little bit about that one.
That was a fun game. Bats kind of started working for us. Came back in the top of the seventh inning. Matthew Mitzel hit a two-run double to bring us within one, and hit a fly ball, a deep center, to kind of end the game with the tying run on second. So we had quite a few hits that game. Matthew Mitzel was on the mound, pitched very well. So that was a fun game. We're hoping that that kind of continues here tonight and into the future. But it is a fun team to coach. They enjoy playing baseball. They like to talk and learn about the game as well. So it's been a good team to coach. So,
you know, kind of a side note, we were just talking on the way over here. We've got kids who really want to play baseball. We've had a couple of kids text us before games saying, hey, we're ready to pitch or we're ready to play this. We haven't had anybody that's necessarily played certain positions, and then they'll say, hey, put me in at third, or put me in a catcher, or whatever. We've got guys who just want to play baseball, and that's refreshing, because we haven't always had.
Do you find that is a little easier to relate to the kids in terms of just teaching them more about the game? As like you mentioned, it is a younger team, and the goal is to just try to give them as much experience and knowledge that they can take away as they can.
Absolutely. That's been one of our goals, is just to get kids experience at different positions and just in different spots playing the game. You know, one thing that youth baseball in some areas, and we're probably a part of that too, one of the problems is that they kind of rely on one or two kids, where maybe one or two kids is pitching all the time, and that doesn't really develop the rest of the kids. And that's one thing that we really strive to do. I mean, for instance, We haven't had anybody who's pitched more than one outing so far. And that'll be the case tonight, too. We'll have two or three guys who have yet to pitch so far this season, just because we want to give kids that experience.
Yeah, that's our goal every summer, is to develop as many arms as possible, get as many kids to throw as possible, so that when they do go to the varsity level, they have a bunch of guys to choose from, and maybe some kids who are smaller now as 15, 16-year-olds, by the time they're 17, 18-year-olds, they develop, they get a little stronger arm, and now they have that background of fundamental skills to fall back on as a varsity pitcher.
Heading into the game tonight against the Redwood County VFW team, a game that we'll be broadcasting live over the airwaves, some fun promotions going on as well. How important is it to have things like this that are done to try to get more people to come on out to the park and watch these games, to give these kids the encouragement that they deserve for being able to be playing baseball throughout the summer?
It's extremely important to have these types of events, and we've always tried to talk about building that culture. And we haven't necessarily had the pieces together to really do that. The people that would volunteer to say, like, do concessions or, you know, announce the games or things like that. But this is kind of a step in the right direction. We've had some kind of isolated people. The VFW a little bit has tried to move in that direction. The Legion has as well. And then Coach Ferrier with the varsity team has tried to kind of put some things together. We haven't really been able to all put together the type of event or the type of culture that we want yet, but this certainly will be a step in the right direction. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, we were going to play two games tonight, and Basso had some scheduling issues for whatever reason. But I mean, we really thought that would have been a little bit of icing on the cake, even. So
yeah, it's great. Some people that have helped us out with this, Jerry Ludwig has put this event on. He's got all the prizes set up. He's got concessions set up, and you've been very generous yourself to come out to the ballpark and broadcast it for us. That'll be really fun for the kids as well, as it's probably their first time having a game broadcast that they've been playing in any sport, really, for most of these kids. So that's fun. And like Justin had said, just developing the culture of baseball in Redwood Falls. So it'll be good for siblings and younger people just walking by to see all the fun that's going on at the ballpark tonight, so we can build that kind of culture of baseball back up in a town, an area where baseball is huge.
Very good, fellas. Thanks for helping kind of
recap the season so far. We look forward to the game tonight. Should be a great atmosphere and hopefully gives people a little bit of a look at what VFW baseball can bring and can hopefully send some kids your way in the future.
Perfect. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Seth.
You're listening to The Scoop.
You cannot be serious!
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Missed today's episode of The Scoop? Find each and every episode on myklgr.com under the Sports tab.
.328 here on The Scoop. A big thank you to the coaches of the Redwood Valley VFW baseball team, Justin, Tim, and Todd Steve, for joining the show to talk a little VFW baseball. Reminder, we'll be broadcasting the game live tonight on the airwaves starting at 6 o'clock out at Memorial Field, so be sure to tune in. And a lot of different events going on at tonight's game that I wanted to take some time to mention here. Players will be wearing jerseys from the 80s and 90s, so going with a throwback feel for tonight's game. There will be free popcorn for the kids that attend. There will be promotional drawings for some Northwoods League Wilmer Stinger back-to-school night tickets for the Friday, August 12th game for youth attendees. There will be two tickets and a t-shirt given away for youth fans that are at the game. And for adult fans, they'll be able to enter drawings for beverage specials at the VFW and baseball fundraiser dinners at the Redwood Falls American Legion. Concessions will be available. We've got a guest PA announcer, Bob Van Hee, member of the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. So that's all going on tonight as part of that VFW game between Redwood Falls and Redwood County. So we hope to see you there. Otherwise, if not, you can catch the game here on KLGR. We are going to take another short break here on The Scoop. A reminder, the back half of the show today, we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking NBA draft. So that is all coming up. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Visit myklgr.com.
Moving right along here on The Scoop. We do have a final from this afternoon. Minnesota Twins taking on the Philadelphia Phillies in the final game of that three-game series. Phillies end up winning by a score of 7-3 to drop the Twins to 23-49 on the season. 7 runs, 15 hits, 1 error for the Phillies. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Twins, who took a brief 1-0 lead in the first inning on an RBI double by Brian Dozier. A Ryan Howard home run in the second inning tied things at 1 apiece. Freddie Galvis with a safety squeeze with Cody Ashe on third base to score the second run for the Phillies to make it 2-1. Then Odubel Herrera singling home Cesar Hernandez for the Phillies to make it 3-1. Eduardo Escobar singling home Juan Centeno in the fifth inning to make it 3-2. Freddie Galvis with an RBI triple, scoring Hernandez again made it 4-2. And then Freddie Galvis with a home run in the eighth inning, scoring Cesar Hernandez and also scoring Tyler Goodell to make it 7-2. The Twins get a run in the bottom of the ninth. Byung-ho Park with a sac fly to score Eduardo Nunez, and that makes the score 7-3. Ricky Nolasco with a loss. 4 runs in 6 1/3 innings on 10 hits. He walked 4, struck out 1. The win goes to Jared Eichhoff. He went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs, 1 earned, with 1 walk and 4 strikeouts in those 6 innings to improve to 5-9 on the season. So there you have it. The Twins lose the finale. They will head now to New York to take on the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. And that is what the Twins have next. We'll take a look at that a little bit later with what's on deck. But going to dive into our draft coverage as the NBA draft going on tonight. The Timberwolves with the fifth overall pick in the draft tonight. And they've got several options for what they can do. And just kind of taking a look at how things are expected to play out. Pretty solid that the top two picks are going to be Ben Simmons going to the Philadelphia 76ers and Brandon Ingram going to Duke. That appears to be pretty set in stone. After that, who knows? As Boston Celtics could decide to either keep their pick or trade to try to add some veteran players to help supplant their roster, much like the Timberwolves are potentially looking to do. So anything between 3 and 8 could end up being traded, obviously that would have a pretty big ripple effect on how things turn out. But I did want to start off with one of the players that the Timberwolves have been rumored to be interested in is apparently interested in heading here as well, as Jamal Murray has told his former Kentucky coach John Calipari that he hopes he's drafted by the Timberwolves in the number 5 spot. And that would be a great fit, according to Coach Calipari, who is good friends with new Timberwolves coach and president Tom Thibodeau. And I would have to say that Murray is my top choice as well as a player who can bring some versatility in to this Timberwolves team. He can play both the point guard and shooting guard spots in the lineup, so he can give either Ricky Rubio a break or he can also give Zach LaVine a break and could provide some good scoring at both spots. So that is what I'm hoping happens here tonight, is that the Timberwolves keep the pick and take Jamal Murray with the fifth overall pick. What do you think the Timberwolves are going to do here tonight? Do you think they're going to draft somebody? Do you think they're going to trade the pick? Well, let us know what you're thinking. You can email the scoop, all one word, at alphamediausa.com. Let me know what you're thinking the Timberwolves are going to do with their pick, whether it be draft a player, trade the pick to try to acquire a veteran. Let me know what you're thinking. And again, email thescoop at alphamediausa.com. So we've got Jamal Murray, who is my pick for the player that Timberwolves should draft, and did some digging earlier today to try to get some of the numbers behind Jamal Murray, and able to get those courtesy of NBA.com. Some of the strengths that Murray brings to the table: he is a legitimate combo guard, as mentioned, so he can play either the shooting guard position or the point guard position. Also a prolific three-point shooter, which is something the Timberwolves greatly need as well. He has good size and attacks the rim and has showed some poise for his age, as well as having a great understanding of the game, a good passer and good rebounder, and a solid free throw shooter as well. So I would have to say that that furthers my desire for the Timberwolves to pick up Jamal Murray. But we'll have to see. They've been rumored to be linked to a couple of other players as well, including Buddy Hield and also Chris Dunn. We'll take a look at what they bring to the table as well. And that is going to be right after we take another short break. We'll come back with more NBA draft right after this on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Catch The Scoop Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
continuing our draft coverage here on The Scoop. The NBA draft going on tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves slotted to pick fifth. We did a little profile on Jamal Murray, point guard from Kentucky, who the Timberwolves have been linked to very, very much here over the offseason. But now a couple other players that the Timberwolves are linked to as well. And we'll start off by talking about Buddy Hield, shooting guard from Oklahoma. Some of the strengths, according to NBA.com, TNT analyst David Aldridge did a breakdown of all of the top prospects, and here's some of the things that he had to say about Buddy Hield. Hield brings game-breaking perimeter shooter experience with a NBA three-point range. He can also explode to the basket and finish at a high rate. Was very fun to watch in the NCAA tournament as he took Oklahoma nearly all the way, but just ran out of gas a little bit at the end. Unafraid of taking the big shot, that can't be overlooked, as there are a lot of players in the NBA who kind of shy away from taking that critical final shot to try to win their team a game. Hield, apparently not afraid of being in that moment whatsoever. Capable of carrying his team with uncanny periods of hot shooting, he can get separation with handle or change of speed. A good passer, solid defender with a good wingspan, also a great teammate, willing to work hard to improve, a good rebounder for his position, and an excellent free throw shooter. Some of the weaknesses that Buddy Hield brings to the table. He doesn't have the prototypical NBA two-guard size and can also commit turnovers in bunches. So, again, not really a lot of knocks on Buddy Hield. I would be very happy with the Timberwolves picking him as well. I think he would be a great outside shooter that could make his way into the rotation and immediately give the Timberwolves some shooting that they desperately need from the perimeter. Also, another player that the Timberwolves have been linked to is Chris Dunn. Dunn, the consensus second-team All-American and won the Big East Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year honors in his final season. The only guard in league history to win the latter two honors. He finished 7th in the Big East in scoring, 1st in steals, and 2nd in assists as he led the Friars to the NCAA tournament, where they defeated USC in the first round and lost to eventual national runner-up North Carolina in the second round. Some of the strengths that Dunn brings to the table: he has good size for the point guard position, is an explosive athlete who can get to the rim with ease, an excellent passer and facilitator with a solid handle, great defensive instincts and cover skills, and a good rebounder. Some of the weaknesses: he was plagued by shoulder troubles in his first two seasons at Providence, needs to cut down on his turnovers, and could improve on his free throw consistency, as he was a 69.5% free throw shooter this past season. So another player that the Timberwolves have been linked to. I would probably rank them at this point with Murray number one, Hield number two, and Dunn number three, although I could certainly see why the Timberwolves would be high on a player like Chris Dunn, as he provides a lot of defensive versatility and energy that this team definitely needs. So those are a couple of the players that the Timberwolves have been linked to for the draft tonight. We will talk with Dan Slabaugh tomorrow about what the Timberwolves end up doing, whether it be trade the pick, keep the pick, and we'll talk about who they draft as well. That's coming up tomorrow at 3:45. Great way to wrap up the week here on The Scoop. We are going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we will have some final thoughts on the NBA draft, as well as what's on deck, and then we'll wrap things up for the day. It's all coming up next here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
You cannot be serious!
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Radio you can depend on for sports and play-by-play.
Back here on The Scoop on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Just some final thoughts about the NBA draft tonight. Wanted to see how the rest of the sports world thought the Timberwolves would do, and got some mock drafts from various outlets to see how they are going to see things playing out. Starting off with CBS, they had a couple of their experts do a mock draft. Gary Parrish of CBS has the Timberwolves taking Marquise Chris, power forward. So kind of interesting there, as I hadn't really seen Timberwolves linked to him at all, but would definitely add some size to this team and would be a good combo with Karl Anthony Towns. So that was the first thought for what the Timberwolves will do at number five. Sam Vecenie, I think is how his last name is pronounced, has the Timberwolves taking Buddy Hield with the five pick. Over to Fox Sports, Aaron Torres says that the Timberwolves are going to do what I think they should do, and they're going to take Jamal Murray. Michael Shoddy of Forbes did a mock draft as well, and he has the Timberwolves taking Chris Dunn. So that's, again, an interesting decision on what to do with that pick. Also had my buddy Alex back in St. Cloud do a mock draft, a pretty in-tuned NBA enthusiast, and he agrees with me. Jamal Murray is the way to go. Some of the other picks, NBA.com says that the Timberwolves will pick Chris Dunn at five. Draft Express is going with Buddy Hield. ESPN.com has the Timberwolves taking Jamal Murray. SI.com has them taking Chris Dunn. Sporting News going with Buddy Hield. CBS Sports, as mentioned, going with Marquise Chris. NBADraft.net saying Buddy Hield. USA Today going with Jamal Murray. Net Scouts going with Buddy Hield. Bleacher Report also going with Marquise Chris. Basketball Insiders going with Chris Dunn. Buddy Hield for CBS Sports here as well. So kind of all over the place, but I'm going to stick to my pick of Jamal Murray. We'll see how things turn out tomorrow. As mentioned, we'll talk to Dan Slabaugh of On the Prowl, and him and his staff did a mock draft on their website, ontheprowlmn.com, and it looks as though they are predicting mostly Jamal Murray, one pick for Buddy Hield as well, but Dan going with Jamal Murray. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. It is time for us to take a look at what's on deck. Couple of Major League Baseball games getting underway already here today. We will start with those, and we'll run through the rest of the Major League scoreboard as well. Chicago White Sox taking on the Boston Red Sox, bottom of the eighth inning, and the White Sox on top of the Red Sox by a score of 7-6. Finals from earlier today, the San Francisco Giants beating the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-3. The Detroit Tigers get a walk-off win over the Seattle Mariners by a score of 5-4. As mentioned, the Minnesota Twins beaten by the Philadelphia Phillies 7-3. Games this evening, all these games starting at 6:10 Central Time. The New York Mets taking on the Atlanta Braves. Matt Harvey against Matt Weisler, the pitching matchup in that one. San Diego Padres taking on the Cincinnati Reds. And the pitching matchup in that one features Christian Friedrich against Jake Lamb. Cubs and the Marlins, also at 6:10, John Lester against Wei-Yin Chen. Then just two games after that will be the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies. Zach Greinke on the mound for the Diamondbacks against Eddie Butler for the Rockies. And for the Athletics against the Angels, it'll be Kendall Graveman against Tim Lincecum, who won his first start for the Angels in his debut, trying to go to 2-0 for his new team. Other events on the schedule, as the first round of the Quicken Loans National getting underway. today. The first round in the books. And the leaderboard has John Rahm in first with a 7-under, followed by Jonathan Vegas at 6-under, then Jamie Lovemark, Kyle Reifers, and Bill Haas at 5-under, among some other players also. So that is a look at what's on deck here on The Scoop. And, of course, don't forget VFW baseball tonight at 6 o'clock from Memorial Field.
Haunting Marty Foster to throw him out, and he's gone.
And he gone.
Fans want an ejection. There he goes.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Big thank you to Justin, Tim, and Todd Steve for joining The Scoop today to talk VFW baseball. We will have that game on the airwaves for you tonight at 6 o'clock, so be sure to tune in. Otherwise, we'll see you out at Memorial Field. Reminder, the NBA draft tonight. We'll let you know what happens tomorrow on The Scoop. We'll talk with Dan Slabaugh to break things down as to what the Timberwolves did. As you heard me mention, Jamal Murray, guard out of Kentucky, my pick. We'll see if the Timberwolves were listening today, if they go with that or if they decide to do something else. We'll have a full breakdown of it coming up tomorrow. So as for right now, that does it for The Scoop here on KLGR Redwood Falls. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll be back with you again tomorrow at 3:05.